Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. An update from authorities in Maui on the search after the wildfires. Maui County Police Chief John Pelletier on those still missing.
Realistically, let's be honest here. We're going to have a number of confirmed. We're going to have a number of presumed. I do not have that number now. We're going to work diligently to get that. It may take a while.
DNA expert Julie French says they need help from families missing loved ones.
Multiple samples from a given family are best. So we'd like multiple people from the same family to come forward and give their samples.
Tropical Storm Harold made landfall south of Corpus Christi, Texas, with sustained winds of 60 miles per hour. KHOU-TV's Matt Doherty with the latest.
Roads leading to the State Aquarium in Corpus Christi were flooded, leaving some stranded.
And we're not standing down yet.
Governor Greg Abbott says Texas has deployed emergency responders to monitor the storm as it moves across the state.
President Biden unveils his new student loan repayment program called SAVE. It's an income-driven repayment plan. Those who earn less than $30,000 are not required to make payments until their income goes up. Near Dayton, Ohio, an elementary school student is killed and more than 20 others hurt when their bus is struck by a minivan and flips over. CBS's Nancy Chen.
One child was killed when the bus overturned.
There was one student that succumbed to fatal injuries at the scene of the crash. They were ejected from the school bus.
23 other students were hurt, including one seriously injured. Authorities say the school bus did not have seatbelts.
It's a tragic incident, and we ask for space and patience and time.
That's Ohio State Highway Patrol Sergeant Tyler Ross. On August 7th, an American Airlines plane almost hit a Southwest Airlines plane during takeoff at the Phoenix Airport. KPHO-TV's Michaela Marshall reports from Phoenix.
According to data obtained by the New York Times, Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport is understaffed. There are just over 70% of the FAA-recommended air traffic controllers at the Phoenix Tower.
Incorrect instructions repeated back by a pilot apparently were not caught by the first air traffic controller, but a second controller caught it just in time. Three people are dead and three others hospitalized after drinking milkshakes contaminated with listeria at Frugal's restaurant in Tacoma, Washington. Health officials say the ice cream machines were not cleaned correctly. KRO's TV's Bridget Chavez reports.
Frugal's sent a statement saying, in part, "We have followed all PCHD's recommendations, sending the milkshake equipment to an independent facility for thorough cleaning, sanitization, and retesting."
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit-forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQL.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Lows dip down to about 71 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs around 99. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 69. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Brewers over the Twins tonight, 7-3 here at American Family Field. Time now for the postgame highlights. They're presented by Prevea Health, and they're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect the perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Brewers would send Wade Miley to the mound tonight. He would work a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Bailey Ober was on the mound for the Twins, and the 6-9 right-hander would walk the second batter he faced in William Contreras. And with two outs, Willy Adames was trying to get the party started.
And the pitch. Hit to left and deep.
The Twins, though, would tie it up on a two-run shot from Christian Vasquez with two outs. In the top of the second inning, they'd take the lead with a run-scoring single off the bat of Kyle Farmer in the top of the fourth inning. Wade Miley would work five innings, give up three runs tonight, a walk and four strikeouts. Bailey Ober was lifted after the fifth inning, and Dylan Flora would come in for the Twins, and he was immediately faced with trouble. Contreras would single. Santana would single. First and second, nobody out. And then Adames would strike out. And that set up this at-bat for Mark Canna to try to get the game tied.
Here he comes. Bouncer hit to right. Base hit. Here comes Contreras. The throw going to third, and it gets by. But backed up by Dylan Floral. That puts Tanna at second with Santana at third, and the game tied at three apiece.
You go back to the road trip, that series in Los Angeles, it felt like every rocket that the Brewers hit, the Dodgers had somebody there or somebody that was going to make a miraculous catch. It started to turn a little bit down in Texas, and it turned in a big way in this sixth inning here tonight. Tyrone Taylor was the next guy up, and soft contact would get the job done.
Floro running in for Tyrone. Shallow right, little flare, base hit. And the throw coming home, and a run's going to score.
So the Brewers had taken the lead 4-3 at that point in time. The Twins had the infield in, and Bryce Terang would use a little bit of good fortune and the ability to hit it hard, past it, drawn in infield, even though Correa got a glove on it.
And the pitch, runner goes, swinging a liner off the glove of Correa. One run's going to score, and they'll hold the runner at third, and wisely so.
So a 5-3 lead for the Crew. They were looking for that big swing to punch a hole in the game. And again, the infield was in, so it didn't take an overly hard hit ball to get the job done. Brian Anderson was up to the task.
New sign, Dylan Floro deals. Bouncer up the middle, base hit. Two more runs comes through with a base hit.
And the Brewers had a 7-3 lead. That 7-3 lead would hold up. Bryce Wilson was really great in this game. He pitched the sixth and the seventh innings for the Brewers. Hobie Milner would get the eighth, and Trevor McGill would get the ninth. Brewers take the first game of this series. They now have a 3.5-game lead in the NL Central. We are back to wrap things up when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Scott Peck, broker manager here at Addison Jones. So I was voted best real estate agent of Winnebago County in 2021 and 2022. Does that mean I'm the best? Who knows? What it does mean is that I have left a good enough impression on the community for them to vote me best real estate agent of Winnebago County 2 years running. So having the distinction of being voted best real estate agent in Winnebago County has opened up a lot of doors for me, which not only helps me, but it helps you as my client, whether it's lenders, inspectors, even just relationships with other agents. I was born and raised in Oshkosh, and I absolutely love this community within Winnebago County and the Fox Valley. And what I love most about it is giving back and volunteering. I work at Addison Jones for two reasons. Belief and opportunity. The belief that I have in them and the belief that they have in me and all of the other agents. The opportunity here is unparalleled. The team at Addison Jones goes above and beyond to make sure that each agent has everything that they need to be the best that they can be.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Boat Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Attention firearm owners, it's time to turn unused firearms, ammo, and accessories into cash. I'm Dave Dorsey, owner of D-Boss Firearms. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, providing you with a safe, hassle-free solution. Looking to sell other sporting goods? We can help there too. Visit our website at dbossfirearms.com. Call us at 920-235-5440 or stop by our store located at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
You can go to AddisonJones.com and you can put in what's my property worth by just searching address. And that gets the conversation started. But also on our website, we have agent bios. You can read about who you'd want to work with and you can choose from the 85 great agents that we have on our team in 4 different locations. So how do agents add value for sellers? Experienced agents that know the market give accurate pricing. We do a free market analysis and it's a great time in spring to get that started. I think when you're choosing a real estate agent, you want to know that they live and work in your community. I think you want to know that they're side by side with you at the grocery store or, you know, going to the local Kiwanis or the YMCA or some of these different networking places where we're supporting what makes our city special and are trying to make the community better for future generations. And that's one thing that Addison Jones values highly. We give back through area foundations, we participate in community events, and we are going to continue to be there for our buyers, sellers, and our community.
Do you ever feel like your nerves are on fire, like you're being stabbed with 1,000 knives? Millions of people suffer from chronic nerve pain, numbness, or neuropathy. It can make it hard to work, hard to sleep, and hard to enjoy life. But there is hope. Max Wellness Pain Relief in Oshkosh offers a cutting-edge treatment that resets your pain back to zero using non-invasive electrical stimulation to overwrite your pain signals. And the best part is, you only pay if it works. Max Wellness Pain Relief, 920-306.
I'm really excited to see some people. We have some new products, some new swag, so come on down and check us out. And also on Sunday at the fair, Haley, we have Native American Heritage Day there, and That's pretty exciting, and I guess we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to it. And we'll be broadcasting, I want to say this too, live at the State Fair on Thursday and Friday, and maybe a couple other days depending how we feel. But definitely Thursday and Friday, and we're excited to be at the fair as always and feel blessed. And, you know, with the Native Roots Trading Post, we're fighting appropriation one T-shirt at a time, Haley.
Exactly. Yeah, come out and see us at the fair, West End Market. Come say hi and maybe get a shout out on air.
Haley will interview you while I'm drinking orange juice and having a Pronto Pup. Ho-wah.
There we go.
Right on. Hey, we got the BA a Grandma on next with an update. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Attention, Native American community. We've come a long way in our fight against COVID-19. The emergency declaration may be over, but our responsibility to stay vigilant remains. It is crucial to remember that the virus is still among us, and we must continue to prioritize our health and the well-being of our loved ones and elders. Besides getting vaccinated, let's not forget the basics when we're around people who are still vulnerable to COVID-19. Wear your mask, wash your hands regularly, and take an at-home COVID-19 test if you have any symptoms. We've shown incredible strength and resilience throughout history, and we will triumph over this challenge as well. Let's honor our ancestors by taking care of one another and keeping our communities safe. Together, let's navigate uncertain times with courage and unity. Stay informed, stay safe, and remember that our actions today will shape a brighter future for our Native community. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
Your neighbors are talking about the Blue Line Extension, connecting North Minneapolis, Crystal, Robbinsdale, and Brooklyn Park to the light rail transit system.
I feel like a lot of times people, when they think about transit, it's like, well, it's a bus, it's a train, it's whatever. But it really isn't. It's a lifeline for many communities, and it feels like something that we really need here.
Hear more of this story and others at yourblueline.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Well, you had a pause there. I was like getting a, hey, what is it going to be? What's it going to be? Hey, we're here with Jill Ferguson, a Line 5, a water protector. We have an update with Jill, the BA Grandma. We really appreciate coming on and giving us an update. A lot going on. Welcome.
Lot going on. Yeah, thank you so much for getting me on last minute like this. So yesterday I had a pretrial, and you know, I gotta say the games that the judges, the entire system is playing is ridiculous.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Be witnesses who have been on the ground on Line 3 with, you know, with Wadukawat Amakwig and know exactly the devastation that Enbridge has caused to the ecosystem in Minnesota. And we wanted to have them on as expert witnesses as to show, you know, we all know, you know, the indigenous people told us exactly what was going to happen if this pipeline went through to, you know, to this fragile ecosystem. And that's exactly what happened. So we wanted to present them to show that, you know, us water protectors were informed, you know, what was going to happen and if these went through. And it's why we took such drastic measures to try and stop this thing. So they don't want the juries to hear any of the truth. They don't want them to hear about the devastation that they caused. They don't want them to hear about the four aquifer breaches. And so it's become a very, very unfair. This is not justice. I think I said last time as well, justice is only a concept in this country. So at my trial yesterday, they disallowed both of those expert witnesses. Originally, like 6-8 months ago, the judge had said he was going to allow me to use the necessity defense, which is an actual legal defense that the court has to approve you for, and you have to submit to rules to have that. Well, we met all the conditions to have that, but when the attorney submitted all the proof and what they needed, you know, I think they, you know, the prosecutor, whoa, we can't let the jury hear that because then she's going to be found innocent. And we're going to know, you know, why these people are water protectors and why they do what they do. So first the judge said he would allow it. And then he changed his mind after he got the like 8-page a list of all the reasons that I was compelled to do what I did. So yesterday it came down to that the prosecutor said her only witness was going to be Yoakum, the officer that brutalized me, and Perella, the female Megan Perella, who you know isn't you know didn't do anything to hurt me. I have to say that I think she was appalled at what Yoakum was doing to me. Hmm. So the prosecutor is just going to have Yoakum, and then since they were disallowing the two witnesses that I was going to call, so then it was just going to be me. Mm. I'm the only witness. So it was going to be me versus Yoakum again. You know, nobody to speak on behalf of me for me. So, you know, in the paperwork that the lawyer had to fill out, we had to say what my motive was. I had to define what my motive was. Hmm. And, you know, I consider myself a spiritual person. I believe in a higher power. I believe in the creator. I believe that we are responsible for creation, all of it, everything. And since we don't have rights of nature like we do for corporations, you know, it's up to us to be the guardian and the caretaker and be good stewards for Mother Earth and the water and everything sacred. And so I made that argument and I said, listen, this is. You know, under the Constitution, there is the freedom of religion clause that says if I take an action and I'm doing it out of my belief in my faith, and it doesn't matter what you call that faith, you know, every faith, no matter if you call it Christian, Muslim, whatever you call it, all the texts will tell you to protect creation, that's a gift to us that we're responsible to honor. So I, you know, that's what I said. I have the right under the Constitution to have a witness come in, who is, I did a 22-day fast for climate justice with a minister friend of mine. And he wrote a book called Jesus Would Demand a Green New Deal. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to have him come in as a witness to say, yes, she's been an environmentalist for a long time. And this is, you know, these are some of the things that she's done. So what this is, Robert and Haley, this is very, very interesting. I did the research on it. So I present my case why I did it because my faith and my spiritual belief commands me to do that. I mean, if you're, you know, I grew up in a Christian household as a Lutheran and, you know, read the Bible cover to cover a couple times, you know, way back then. And from Genesis to Revelation, throughout the entire Bible, it says that we are to protect the environment. So I insisted on being able to present that as my reason for doing it. Now, after I did all the research on it, what it shows is that, so I make my case and what my belief is and why I was so compelled to do this at the headwaters of the Mississippi River. And so then it falls on the state to try and say, oh, well, she's not, and this is a sincere in her belief. We don't think she's sincere in that belief. And so it's up to them to try and make that case, which good luck, because I've got a good history of showing that that's the case. Well, then when my lawyer looked further into it, as far as Minnesota law, the Minnesota law is even more stern on religious rights and religious freedom. And so she, you know, put in all the case law and everything to show that you cannot make someone a criminal and arrest them for exercising their faith, their belief. So that's what we got going on. And that's a great big new twist to this that neither the prosecutor or the judge thought was coming. I mean, they were prepared, and their, you know, the instructions that they had made up for the jury would have clearly had to come back with a guilty verdict, and then I would have, you know, been sentenced to jail, probation, whatever my punishment would be for my action. So this really threw a monkey wrench into their plan, because they were pretty confident they had me. So this is very exciting, and I'm excited because it will help environmentalists going forward. Because pretty much everyone believes that there's a creator, you know, who made all this, you know, created all this magnificence, and that yes, we're responsible.
Hey, so I'm here. Let me just say this: I'm here with Jill Ferguson, Line 5 water protector, and also I asked the station if I could say this. Badass grandma here giving us a report of what's happening. So we really appreciate you bringing this forward, because, you know, we've been fighting Line 3 for so many years. And then before that, it was Standing Rock. And now we're here again in Wisconsin and Michigan with Line 5. And we really don't want to fall asleep. We want to stay awake.
That's right. Yeah, we have to stay on top of this. And, you know, I think you've seen some of the actions I've done in the last week to try and stop Line 5 and put the pressure on Evers to speak up on it. He's silent. He's still silent. You know, no matter how many times I go there with my bullhorn, say, come on down, Tony. You know, I don't know. I guess he's scared of all women. I don't know what his deal is, but I'm not going to stop calling on him to end the silence is what it, end your silence, Evers, and come out and take a position on this.
Well, Jill/ badass grandma, I get to say that again. Give us a call to action, how we can support you, and where we can go, and maybe a phone number to the governor's office.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think he might have the links from last week that Cheryl put in, where, because this is also going to be on Zoom. My trial is going to be on Zoom as well, which I was surprised to hear that. So if they can't make it in person, watch in Zoom, so that, you know, the court needs to know, the judge needs to know, the prosecutors need to know that people are paying attention.
So, well, here's a call to action. Haley's got it on the screen here. Call the White House at 202-456-1111. Stop. Demand stop. Stopping Line 5. Really, really appreciate this. Any last comments, Jill?
You know, just prayers up, tobacco down, whatever it's going to take for the judge and the jury to see the light, and to, you know, these prosecutors. I was listening to a Zoom this morning with one of the cases in Aitkin County, and this person has a felony charge. And
from Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Lows dip down to about 71 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs around 99. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 69. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
This is Leonard Peltier. I'm in Coleman 1. U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACTI's Four Sisters Farmers Market, which is open every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis along the American Indian Cultural Corridor, and that is open from 11 to 3. They also accept cash, card, and EBT.
Right on. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake, and we are here with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Robert, I just got to first welcome you on here, and the planet's burning up. I mean, it's 100 degrees here. It's a million degrees here, and we have our brothers and sisters in Hawaii. We have things, too much rain in California. And when will people listen, and when will this government really listen?
Right, Robert. I mean, so Maui, the Hawaiian Electric Company, right, is now looking at lawsuits that are being filed against the electric company out there, you know, Robert. And yeah. And so, you know, what this is basically is it's our jet stream that, you know, flows across usually it's supposed to flow across the middle of the country. But right. Unfortunately, because of heat coming from the ocean now, because heat absorbs a lot of the heat that comes in from, you know, the sun. Right. And so that is now throwing off our jet stream, and it's picking up all this moisture from places like Hawaii, and it's carrying it over into the United States area, and it's dropping down, you know, in these areas. So it's like carrying like big lakes, right? Wow. And that's where we're getting all this flooding from. So when you start seeing all this flooding, that's where that's coming from. And but if, you know, I think you've seen probably like we've all seen pictures of like droughts, and you kind of see the cracks in the you know, in kind of like the floor, you know, wherever you're at, and that's that moisture, right, that's being sucked up mm-hmm. from the jet stream, and it's carrying across, and it's dumping it into these other areas, and it's flooding them. And unfortunately, this is what happened to Hawaii, and that's happening to Hawaii now. And you know, these and because of the heat, you know, from global warming, it's causing, you know, the wires and, you know, the transformers to you know, to overheat. And this is why, Robert, we've been talking about for the longest time why distributed energy resources are so important, because they take the pressure off the grid, right?
Yeah.
So if you think of it like a checkerboard, and you think about pieces on the checkerboard, that this is where we're going to produce energy. We're going to produce energy for that particular area, and then that's going to be distributed into these communities. Well, that's going to take pressure off the grid. And, you know, these electric lines and whatnot are not going to have to work so hard. And unfortunately, these things are now catching fire, and you have big fires now, like the one that's happening in Hawaii. And of course, this happened in California. It happened in Oregon. We've been, you know, this is just going to be a common, unfortunately, everyone, a common thing now, until our communities and our government officials, you know, wake up to all this and say, okay, we need to start putting distributed energy resources in every community. We need to put solar, renewable energy, batteries. We need to start thinking about the future and it being more resilient and adapting to the ever-changing climate. But here's the other thing, Robert, and mm-hmm. It's hard to place the blame, right? You know, because everyone, you know, we're listening to scientists that said that, you know, these things were going to be happening within the next 100 years. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
This is, you know, and, you know, unfortunately that's not the case, Robert. These things are happening now. And so, yeah. You know, I think some of our smartest people have even, you know, admit that, you know, they've been wrong and that we have to start now. And so, this is why it's so important now, and why the Inflation Reduction Act and, you know, everything that happened, you know, this last year, you know, is so important, because there's a lot of money that the government came down with for communities all across this country to start thinking about adaptation strategies and resiliency.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny too, even little weird things like this, because it's so hot, Robert. I mean, I was coming back from Wisconsin this afternoon and there's like two big grass fires. I mean, that's kind of just a little teeny symptom of what's happening on a large scale across Turtle Island.
Well, yeah. And the thing about it is, you know, I fought fire out in West Missoula, Montana one year with Spirit mm-hmm. Lake Nation. And, you know, I kind of wasn't taking it really seriously until I was sleeping in class. And then the guy said, okay, we had seven firefighters like die the night before. And I was like, what? Like, right. What is going on? And they talked about how, like, you know, how fast the fire moves because it sucks up all the oxygen, Robert. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're standing there and you can't breathe. Like, I could see you and I could look at each other, right? But we can't breathe because the oxygen is being sucked up by the fire. And mm-hmm. so what they teach you to do is they teach you to dig a hole, put your fire shield over you, and basically breathe through the ground. Now, they say that when you get out of there, your lungs are going to be full of dirt, but you're going to live, you know. And so, you know, these are the kinds of things that I think that we need to start thinking about as far as like how are we going to build in the future? You know, mm-hmm. are we going to build with kind of more resilient and more kind of, you know, materials that are going to be kind of, you know, less fire prone, right? And how are we going to go ahead and distribute these energy resources? Because, you know, our usage, our need for air conditioning is only going to get greater. And we know that air conditioners, you know, are a big contributor to greenhouse gases. So, you know, these are a lot of things that, you know, I think that we're going to have to start planning. And other states are going to have to start planning legislation like 100% clean energy, like the state of Minnesota just did. They're mm-hmm. going to have to probably think about putting together green banks, just like Minnesota just did. They're going to have to do a lot of this legislation. And I'd really put together tribal energy advisory boards, just like the state of Minnesota just did. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, everyone, but everybody out there that's not, they need to be thinking about this and start preparing now. And I cannot stress how important that is.
Well, just back up a second to what you were talking about when you were training to be a help with a fire. And you had some of these insights. We had, people not with that training jump into the ocean in Hawaii and were there for 5 hours because the fire was raging. We have 850 people that possibly are incinerated and they can't find them. That's over 1,000 people that perished because of maybe poor planning or whatever, but it was global warming, wildfire with tremendous amounts of wind.
Yeah, and I tell people, go outside right now and stick your hand out in front of the sun and let it sit there for a good minute, okay? Now, times that 1,000, that's what it feels like, the fire being blown by you. Any fireman who's listening right now could tell you that that's how hot it is, you know? And so you can't put yourself, you know, near those flames because, you know, it literally will melt the skin off of your body. That's why people were jumping in the ocean. That's why people were jumping in the water to survive. And I'm telling everyone, this is serious stuff. And especially with tribal nations, you know, we talk a lot about tribes, but tribes being out in rural areas, you know, and that us not getting enough water, we're going to have to start thinking about how do we recycle the forest a lot sooner and quicker, because they're going to become tinder boxes. And you see this problem currently happening in Canada right now, Robert. Right. And so that's why this is really, really important. And I stress to tribes right now, you're not on any little island. You're with the rest of us. This is going to be happening. And we have to start taking this stuff very seriously and start going towards renewable energy, training our community members to be electricians, linemen, you know, because people will die in this heat, you know, and that's the scary thing. Right. And so those are, And that's just many of the little things that we're going to have to do.
Well, it's amazing, too. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but when it's cold, we have wind coming from Canada, and it's smoky, and the weather air is bad. When it's hot, it's so hot, and we don't have the bad air, so to speak, but it's hard to breathe because it's so hot.
Yeah. And those are the other things, too. Like, we're going to just have these serious extremes. Mm-hmm. And we also know, too, Robert, that in a warming planet, that a planet is going to cook up different viruses. So think of our planet being an oven and it cooking up different types of microbes in that, you know, get into the food chain supply. So this is, you know, this is what COVID-19 was about. You know what I mean? And so these type of things that are happening currently and are being cooked up, you know, in the planet are going to be out into, you know, the area. And that's why, you know, we need to start, you know, reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. We have the technology now to transition away from fossil fuels, right? And that's why this is so important for us to go to solar, to go to electric vehicles, storage. And so, you know, we need to do this now because if we don't and we continue down this path, Robert, we know that this is just, we're just committing eco-suicide.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. Maybe next segment we can talk about this a little bit. But I know a few years ago, Robert, they put water on the stock exchange. And then we had people here coming to our lakes from all over Turtle Island and trying to suck water out, for whatever reason, because they don't have water in their states.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this let's talk a little bit about that, too, when we come back. Hey, we're here with Robert Blake, Solar Bear with the Solar News, and we're talking about, wow, what's happening here in the climate. And also, you know, we have call to action. Let's go solar. Let's get it going here. And we'll be right back after this short break, Haley.
Stay with us. Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
You work hard for every cent you make. You have bills and you have goals. Choose a bank that's going to support you along the way. That's Fair Financial Banking. No overdraft fees, no minimum balance. No credit score required. Call 651-262-2173 to talk to a Fair Financial enroller to open your account today. Keep more of your money. That's fair. Fairfinancial.org. Fair is a program of Prepare Plus Prosper, a nonprofit organization, and is not a bank. Banking services are provided by Sunrise Banks N.A., member FDIC.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Hey, I'm here with Bob Blake, the Solar Bear, with the solar news here. And we're, you know, we just howled, Bob. And I'm thinking, how are our relatives, our ones with hooves and tails and wings, how are they dealing with this catastrophe going on around Turtle Island? Not just to mention really the hot weather here in Minnesota and the upper Midwest and all over Turtle Island, but just like the fires and the water, and I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, you know, Robert, unfortunately, you know, species, declining, you know, at an alarming rate due to climate change is just so, you know, fast right now. I think they said 42,100 species are at risk of extinction due to climate change. And then I think that when we think about that, we think about, like, you know, like you said, the animals and our four-legged brothers and winged, you know, sisters, and, you know, and but like the plants and the trees, you know, that they're also going extinct too, because, you know, obviously because of the drought conditions. And, you know, this is something, everyone, that we have to act on, and Robert, we've been talking about this, I want to say, since the beginning we started the show. Yeah. We've been talking about all this happening, and, you know, unfortunately, even I thought that, you know, we had more time than is currently being presented to us. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, it's really amazing that this is happening, and it's happening quick, like you said, because we were maybe 50, or you said 100 years ahead of schedule now with the climate change. I mean, remember just a week ago what was happening in Alaska too. They had glaciers melting at a record rate, and they were having tremendous amounts of water and river action happening, just pulling out of houses. And it's just not here, it's everywhere.
No, there's nowhere to, I'm sorry people, but there's nowhere to run or hide from this. This is going to happen. And when you look at the United States Army, you know, and Robert, for the last 10 years, they have been preparing for this. They have been creating microgrids on their bases. They have been fortifying them, to deal with climate change. It really makes you think to yourself, like, you know, what do those guys know that we don't know? You know, exactly. And when we were talking about, you know, like, you know, our water resources, you know, and people were, you know, giving, you know, the water protectors and, you know, people like Winona, you know, a hard time about, you know, wanting to protect the water, you know, just think about that. Like, I mean, you know, these water sources and aquifers are, you know, diminishing right in front of our eyes. I want to give you a quick couple of statistics here. The Colorado River supports 1.4 trillion of the U.S. economy, you know, 16 million jobs over on the western side of the United States, and 30 tribal nations. I mean, 40 million people. It's ridiculous, Robert. And this thing is depleting at an alarming rate right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one. We have a lot of, usually when you're on, Bob, and we really always appreciate you coming on, we talk about some positive things happening all around Turtle Island with renewables. But now we talk today, and it's almost putting your finger on a dike with a little hole and trying to stop things. It's tremendous, because, I mean, you know, we're in a drought. I drive by the Mississippi River, and it's way, way down, you know, not to mention lakes. But that's that water goes through a lot of different states and before it hits the ocean, and that's got to affect them, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And what they're saying now, Robert, too, is that, like, you know, our snowpack, like the, you know, kind of like how we kind of replenish all of the, like, water in our, like, ground source, you know, you know, for the trees, right? And for all the, you know, for all the, you know, vegetation that we have, it currently is only going to get worse. So, so meaning that, you know, we're going to have problems in the future with our food supply, you know, and the Midwest is the breadbasket of the world. And so if, you know, imagine if we can't, you know, feed people now, we're going to have some big problems. So people always tell me, oh, wow, Bob, you know, it's the heat and everything. That's, you know, all that. I said, no, 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 no. It's going to be the food supply first. You know, that's what we have to worry about right there. So things like, you know, putting solar, you know, along with our, you know, with our farm systems, you know, we talk about agrivoltaics, you know, these are smart ways that we have to start doing this. And I just want to say that, you know, I got a friend over in Europe and he called me up one time. And this is, you know, he's paying for this call, international call to me, Robert, but he was so excited because the EU green lighted like 13, like, you know, gigawatts of like agrivoltaics across Europe. So, you know, meaning that, you know, they realize that if they can't grow food for their people, they're going to have problems. So they're building out this infrastructure of agrivoltaics so they can protect their crops. And I think this is just really smart policy and one that I think the United States, and obviously I think the state of Minnesota, is also going to be looking into and doing themselves.
Yeah, we got to, this is not normal. And I think it's been unnormal for a long, long time. And it's a little frightening and it's a wake up call if you're watching any of the news or reading the papers, what's happening around Turtle Island, but also step outside if you're here in Minnesota where it's 100 degrees right now at, you know, 4 minutes to six in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people really need to think about, you know, please stay cool, hydrate, you know, try to, you know, limit your trips, stay out of the sun, you know, you know, let's be conscientious of supporting candidates that are climate champions that are going to take climate change seriously and put that at the top of their agenda, because everything about the environment is going to affect every part of city government, state government, and of course federal government. So please, everyone, please vote for those climate champions that are running on behalf of the environment.
Absolutely. Hey Bob, we don't do this a lot and we're winding down here. Shout out your websites and Facebook, and so people can check on all the great work you're doing. You know, we feel privileged to have you on here because you've become a national spokesperson and speaker all over Turtle Island. And it's great to have you on and really talk turkey about, you know, positive solutions to what's happening. And today it's just a kind of a little bummer because it seems like everything's coming to a head. But could you do that for us, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone, www.solarbear.earth. www.nativesun.org. Check out both those websites, and electricnation.info is the electric vehicle charging network, intertribal charging network website, and that's the solar news with the Solar Bear.
Thank you so much, Robert Blake, Pinigigi. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenticoops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and vote. Vote, vote, vote. We're still...
Spin the globe and...
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent.
It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social
Security. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5